What up on deck? This is a brand new episode, number 253 to be exact. We know y'all been waiting for it. We breaking down that Scorpion, the brand new Drake, that hour and 30 minutes of music. We got the breakdowns for you at On Deck TV, as we always do. Speaking of On Deck TV, it's on the Realville Media Network. To check out all the shows on the Realville Media Network, you can...
Man, go to realvillemedia.com. If you're into sports, of course you are, check out FSP, Full Sport Press. That's Jay Hove, that's Big Jeff, that's How Weezy, and my guy Coach Locke sitting in as well. They did the NBA free agent episode, and if you know that the free agency has been cracking so tough that they had to do an extra episode because a lot of shit popped off, man. LeBron, DeMarcus Cousins, it's crazy. Be on the lookout for their feed, man. They got another episode coming up earlier than expected, all right? Also, check out the Fresh for Dummies podcast with me and the homie Jay Hove. Hey, we breaking down the history of hip-hop merch, all right? That's coming up this week as well. And, of course, check out the Ladies Room podcast holding us down in New York. Shout out Rizzo, shout out Anne Marie. But let's get to this Scorpion, baby. Back-to-back Drake episodes. Let's go. Do what the business is.
Another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how does your boy Animal Brown, the Husky Vegan, aka Jerome Lettuce?
Jerome Lettuce, 2 weeks in a row.
You had to bring it back. That's how dope it was.
Oh, the what Doughboys?
Speaking of that, back-to-back Drake episodes too. Let's go.
Unfortunately, could be some Aubrey overload for the people out there, but I'll try to help y'all out with it. I'll try to help y'all as much as I can.
Who are you and where are you on social media?
I am Spike Lou. They can find me on Instagram and the Twitters and also Reddit. Check me out on Reddit over there as well. And yourself?
Man, I'll let your boy Animal underscore Brown on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. First of all, we can't start this episode without a moment of silence for Toys R Us. Damn, Toys R Us.
R.I.P.
Gotta pull some hand out, man.
The little giraffe looks sick in a mug and a little stole by itself in his little satchel.
With the little bit-ass luggage he had, man. Long-ass neck, short-ass luggage. That shit fucked up.
Yeah, that was some sloppy.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
My weekend was slow motion. It's getting hot.
Sure,
yeah, so summer's in full effect, so I will be in the AC all up under that thing all summer. So I was slow motion this weekend. What'd you have up? Any new movies?
Did I watch any new movies? Nah, I started a new show, though. Brock Meyer. Shout out to me for discovering that.
Yeah, in your dreams. Check that feed out.
That was your best call ever.
And Brock Meyer is so funny.
That shit funny as hell. I ain't gonna lie.
Facts.
Shout out to
Big Jeff Succession. I watched that this weekend. Succession getting pretty good. New show on HBO. That's pretty cool.
That mean to start off some slaughter. How long before I got to get to the it get pretty good part?
It's 5 episodes.
Oh, my God.
One episode is some complete slaw. It's not the first one, though. It's maybe the second or third one. But all the rest of them are pretty good. It's shaping up to be all right.
Nah, man. I know I bodied that Stone Mountain this weekend, though.
Did you? You almost fell.
Crazy as hell. That's y'all first. Motherfuckers, man.
Face first.
Ain't no way. Don't jinx me like that. Because people do be falling in that mud.
That is a fact. I'm working on doing it 2 times up. So, but then the next month, I'm going to go up and down twice in one trip. So that's 2 miles up, 2 miles.
I'm bringing the jump ropes next time at the top.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm definitely bringing the jump ropes.
Y'all meet us out there if y'all want the comedy sketch of that, man. Y'all can put that on y'all snaps. Yeah, IGs.
Shit. All right, man. Plenty of shit to get to. Let's kick things off with your man, Dame Dash.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, Uncle Dame.
It was a video of Dame Dash that kind of went viral. He was confronting movie producer Lee Daniels. If you remember, Dame sued Lee Daniels for $5 million because he said that he loaned him the bread to fund a couple of projects and he hasn't gotten paid. Now, in the video, Lee Daniels, you can hear him saying, "I'm going to get you your money, Dame," pretty much confirming what Dame has been claiming for years. Should people be giving Dame more respect?
I think that the respect will start to come back with this situation because Dame didn't handle it how you're used to seeing Dame handle situations like this. People are used to seeing Dame screaming on people at the backstage show or any other type of antics as far as when he had the thing going on with Envy on the Breakfast Club.
Right.
People are used to Dame taking the asshole approach. And for once, it's been documented that we see Dame taking the high road. And what has happened from Dame taking the high road is he's about to get his money. Now, I ain't saying that he has to do this all the time, but I think the lesson in it is that if Dame can show two sides, he can maneuver a little bit better in this business than he's previously been able to. Me personally,
yep.
If he was standing there with that cape on telling me, Damon,
full government.
You're just calling me Damon with that cape on? You can't do that. So Dame Dash, he showed a lot of discretion, and I commend him for that. I do think that Dame Dash would get a lot more respect from this situation. I hope that he doesn't try to jump right back into music, because I think that Dame Dash has a lot more to offer than just like putting out artists.
Yeah.
So I hope that he uses that and he go his way as far as those other ventures. I want to see another Dame Dash movie.
No, you don't. You didn't see the last one.
Paid in Full.
No, that wasn't the last one.
I ain't say it was, but I'm saying it was good.
he just got produced it
under his belt.
He produced that.
What?
He didn't direct it like he did the last one that he claimed.
He had a hand in directing.
No, he just put money.
That's how
in
him
it.
And he just Weinstein got into it on the set.
He just put money on it.
Dame didn't have not one hand in directing that movie.
It ain't credited as such.
Oh, it may not be. Say produced, but he was on the set directing. You know Dame Dash.
What
were you about to say?
Listen, he should get more respect as a businessman, because this turned out to be a great investment had he been actually paid back. Lee Daniels is behind Precious, Empire, yeah. Star. So he clearly saw something in Lee early on, and he should be commended for that. This doesn't take away the noise that is sandwiched the gems that Dame spews out when he does interviews, like you said, with the Breakfast Club or whether it be Combat Jack or wherever. I like the toned down approach that Dame has taken lately with the interviews post Lee Daniels confrontation. I was wondering, as I first saw the video, did he know he was being filmed? It turned out he did.
Yeah.
That was his girlfriend or wife? I don't know.
His wife.
Okay, well, that was his wife that was filming. He told her to get this on film as I go and holler at dude, which was a very smart move, because that in turn has gotten the push. Not only has he gotten the push from the community, like, damn, Lee, what you doing? Like,
right.
That's the evidence. He has evidence now. So I'm glad he didn't do anything, you know, off the fly. He didn't fly off the handle. He ain't Nipsey smacked Lee Daniels in front of everybody, and it exposed Lee, and other people have been coming out like, shit, I ain't got paid for XYZ movie and all, like, it's starting a revolution on the low.
Yeah, your mans that did the Columbus short said he didn't get paid for what is True to the Game or some movie,
yeah,
like
some
that.
Shit I had never heard of.
It's a book. But Dame being able to show another face is really going to benefit him. Dame already has respect, like we say, in the hip-hop community, but I do think that this is going to make people more apt to want to work with him now, because Dame has an eye for talent. Let's not deny
yeah,
it
he
all.
Does. That's a
he
fact.
He has a great eye for talent, and so hopefully he'll be able to put that to use to more things now since he got that capital coming in.
Hopefully. Like I feel like they be tying this shit up in legal and
yeah,
like Lee Daniels going on his little TMZ run, yeah, saying, man, I owe him, man. It's the right thing to do, man.
Just
shut
give
the
me
hell
my
up.
Money. Yeah, I don't need you
fuck
to go on TMZ and do interviews. Just give me my money, dog. Just hit the wire. I'll send you the account information, Western Union.
It's
whatever
not that
you
hard
need to do, just send me my money. It is like Dame Dash was saying, like, why do I have to act a fool? Like, if it had been Bob Joyner from whatever be ABC Investments, and he had on his suit and tie, and he coming up to you, you would have gave him his $2 million back without him taking you a court for five and all of this shit.
Yeah, I don't know why he playing him like
right.
that, though.
I feel like just because of the reputation that Dame Dash had, Lee Daniels probably felt like a lot of people would fall in his corner, and he probably thought that Dame Dash would overreact and do something stupid where he wouldn't have to pay him. But joke's on you, buddy.
I mean, we know Dame is a businessman, that he know what he's doing.
Right.
Now, since he and Jay split, they've gone in two different directions business-wise, you know, that we know of. Some things like Kids, the Kids thing didn't work. The movie that he put out, The Honorable, that didn't work. That Netflix thing that he was trying to do. That also didn't work.
what are you just trying to shit on, Dame?
No, I'm just pointing out facts. I'm pointing out the reasons why people look at him the way they look at him, because he talks a great game.
Right.
But the product that he's putting out, and we want to support, but the product that he's putting out doesn't match the game that he's talking. But you still don't, at the end of the day, don't want somebody getting robbed for their bread. Now, that's just trash.
But he's making his money off Rachel Roy. So one of Dame's things was always, and that's why him and Jay didn't see eye to eye, was Jay wanted to be more concise with what they were investing in and what they were focusing on.
Yeah.
Dame wanted to spread it out to pro kids, like you said, and Belvedere and all of these things. So to your credit, with those things you said, they didn't pop off. But he does have the Rachel Roy clothing line. That's popping.
Yeah, but he said he put a couple kids.
That funds everything else.
He put a couple kids through private school, and they need that cash up front. So this $2 million will come in handy. Please believe that. But nah, get your bread, man. Lead down your quick bullshit.
Yeah.
Next up, man, Waka Flocka. Waka Flocka took to Twitter, man. He was clearly listening to that Drake Scorpion over the weekend. And he took offense to a bar in the lone rap featured on that album, Jay-Z. At the end of Jay-Z's verse, he said, "Y'all took X and let Zimmerman live. The streets is dead," right? So Waka Flocka took to Twitter, and he had this tweet, quote, "I respect everything about Jay-Z, but on that Drake record, those words were uncalled for Jay. You got way more coins and connections than us, my G. You could have got that job done, but blame the unguided youth." Fair or foul, Waka's stance on Jay-Z's line?
Technically, what Waka Flocka is saying is right. The line is uncalled for. Jay-Z does have a lot more resources to get that done. I don't think that he was misguiding the youth into doing anything. It was just an observation that Jay-Z was making as to where the streets so-called are now, and I'm doing air quotes, where the streets are now and where they were as to when he was coming up. So the implication from Jay-Z is it wouldn't have went that way when I was in the streets. I'm not in the streets now. I'm just making an observation as a rapper. Waka Flocka can take that literal if he wants to and right. respond this way. But, I mean, just like he can get mad at Jay-Z for saying that, he can definitely understand what Jay-Z is saying, too. Jay-Z, when he's talking to people on his records, he's not looking for the reaction that Waka Flocka would. Waka Flocka looking for an immediate reaction. So when he doing stuff, it's hit, fight, punch, kick, whatever it may be. Jay-Z is a more thought-provoking person. So it wasn't a bar to say, "Hey, y'all should go out and kill Zimmerman." It's, "Hey, think about it."
Right.
X is now dead.
I was thinking about killing X before you killed X.
Exactly. So it's putting the thought in your head to try to be a better person as opposed to going out and kill X. And Waka know that, but if he want to make a headline, he can come out and say this, because like I said, technically he's right.
He's not right, number one.
What he said technically is right. That's an irresponsible thing to say.
No, it's not.
For Jay-Z.
He misinterpreted it, what Jay meant. Jay is trying to stress the importance of not killing your own kind. That's what he is trying to tell him, making enemies out of people who look like you. Right. That's been his narrative forever.
Right.
So that's what he's saying. No, Jay-Z's not in the streets, Waka Flocka, and you know that, and we all know that. So why would, and by him saying, "Y'all killed X, but Zimmerman is out here," y'all are killing the home team. Like, why are you killing the home team, dude, when there's people out here that are actually a threat to you that can murk you and get away with it? Because it's already happened. If you have that anger and built up shit or whatever it is and that you got to release, then face it toward the enemy and not the home team. That's all he was saying. Waka Flocka knows that. I feel like people know that. And I think that some other folks have misinterpreted what he meant. He's obviously not calling people, putting money on Zimmerman's head, dude.
So if you're a Walker, why do you come out and say this if you feel like that he knows it? Do you think he come out and say this for a headline? Because I don't think Waka Flocka is out here headline chasing.
No.
So is he trying to? I don't think
that's
so.
Flocka Valley 2 probably around the corner.
So
watch.
My point is, do you think that Waka Flocka was trying to clear it up for people who don't understand, like somebody that listens to him and doesn't listen to a Jay-Z, like a young nigga that's like, "Man, Jay-Z said go kill Zimmerman. I'm gonna go try to do it." You think Waka was trying to clear it up for that generation? Like, no, he wasn't telling y'all this. It was wrong what he said, and y'all shouldn't go do this. You don't think that was his objective?
Maybe so. I just can't imagine
just
a young
ride the wrong way.
I just can't imagine. Well, I can't say that somebody may take. I can't say that.
Don't do that.
Yeah, because somebody might have taken it that way. But I mean, shit, just. But the moral of the story for people that need it to be broken down is to put the straps down when it's senseless. Like, you killing your own man for a couple of racks just to get locked up in less than 24 hours, and you about to do 24 years behind it. That the senseless shit is what needs to stop. And if y'all going to ride for something, then ride for a legitimate cause and against the enemy. That's all he was trying to say. Walker has to know that.
Yeah,
and it goes back. He has to, dude.
It go back to J-Line. Do you listen to my music, or do you just skim through it? Because like, Walker can take it on the surface and say, hey, well, this is irresponsible. But if you break it down, you can understand what he means. And Walker just didn't break it down.
His tweet was more irresponsible than that line. I promise.
Why?
I mean, dude, because you know what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. Like, I know Walker knows that. Walker's a smart-ass dude. He knows what Jay-Z was saying. So trying to come out and go against Jay, that's like, I feel like you're splitting, making sides now. Now you're going to have the side over here, there's a line in the sand, and the side over here is now with Jay, and this side over here is now against Jay, and that's counterproductive.
That is. That's very counterproductive. Yeah.
I mean, Walker,
you could say, like I said, he's trying to break down and make people understand that that's not what Jay meant. But at the same time, somebody could take his tweet and look at it that way that wasn't even looking at it that way in the first place. So it's counterproductive.
God, come on, man. Just enjoy the music, guys. Next up, man, your man's Vince Staple.
That's my boy.
The Long Beach MC has a new original show on Snapchat. It's called Fuck That with Vince Staples. Now, what is this show about, you ask? The premise is Vince sending his friends to do different activities ranging from rage rooms to beekeeping before he makes a verdict on whether he would fuck with it or not. Can you see Vince's media career taking off farther than his music career?
Absolutely, man. Vince Staples is a star in the making. Whether it's going to be some a sitcom, whether he's going to do some Desus and Mero type stuff on Viceland, whatever it may be. Dude is a star, and I don't even listen to his music that much. It's more alternative, like rockish rap, so I really couldn't get into it. But I've watched every interview, every time that he says something on Twitter, I'm there. He was breaking down the NBA draft. It was hilarious. dude is funny, man. I'm all in on Vince Staples.
Yeah, no, he's dope. I fuck with his media shit too. I did watch the first episode of this show. He sent his homie to get a colonic.
Oh, man.
And that shit was funny as fuck. Hey, man.
Was he fucking with it?
Hey, tough. This shit was funny. Dude was scared to death.
Oh, man.
That shit was funny. So the premise of the show, I'm here for.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, though. It's got to be specific to Vince. It has to be unconventional. It's got to be uncensored. That's where he is at his best. I don't know if right now I can see him crossing over into certain stuff. It's got to be a certain forum. Like, I saw him doing the panel at ComplexCon. I'm not sure if that was last year or year before, but it was super dope. Because he had made those comments about the 2000s were underrated and people overrate the 90s. So he can get his point across very well. He's very funny, kind of got a dry sense of humor. But it has to be in a certain, it's got to be like on Showtime or HBO if he was to do something. Because it can't be censored. When it's censored, it just kind of waters it down.
Yeah, because that play into his strength, the biggest strength that he has is being himself, not going out of the way or having to act extra to get a laugh.
Agreed.
It's so, like you said, natural, and being in unscripted series, unscripted places and things, that made, he knocks it all the way out of the park.
He might need a podcast.
100%.
Like, you know what I mean? Like a younger version of Nori, minus all the drinks and shit.
Yes.
I can see him getting good information, getting good stories, especially on that West Coast.
Yeah, and younger artists, like, trust him.
Getting the younger artists, too.
And they're not scared to sit up and rap with him and talk and stuff like that. That would be dope.
That'll be, he can rap, too, though. He can rap.
I didn't say he couldn't rap. I said, I don't listen to it. I don't listen to that.
The music is cool. He gets a lot of shit for his music. A lot of people joke and say it sounds like he making video game beats. He got video game beats and shit.
He said, "Give him what he said. Send me $2 million."
Oh, and I'll retire from rap. That was cold.
I feel him.
That was cold. Yeah, I'll check for his next project. Still though,
100%.
I probably won't like it. Don't
need a reoccurring character in Atlanta.
Ooh,
that's what they need.
Nah, but that don't make sense though. Oh well, you just saying just as on some actor
just
shit.
Add to it or something.
I can see that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Before we get to this music break, my guy, C. Murda, my favorite No Limit soldier. He's currently serving a life sentence.
Yeah, the action figure, dude.
I wish I had that pee doll. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm hot. I need that. Where you pull a little string? I'm gonna find that on eBay. Goddamn it! That's my mission now. See, Murder's currently serving a life sentence, but now it's possibly looking at getting this sentence overturned. Maybe. There's a key witness. He has recanted his statement, saying that he was tricked into identifying C. Murder as the shooter. Now, his family is optimistic. Are you?
No, I'm not.
Damn.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't this happen like every 5 to 7 years with C. Murder? I feel like a witness has recanted before. I feel like he's even gotten out of jail before, and then they reneged on that and brought him back to jail. This has happened, right?
Yeah, he had a second trial. The original trial was in 03. The second trial was in 09.
Right. So I think that they are determined. When I say they, I mean the Louisiana Corrections Department in keeping C. Murder behind bars. So as the facts continue to line up, as the witnesses continue to come out of the woodwork, I don't think that they are going to take it seriously enough to reverse this sentence. He's been fighting this for damn near 15 years, I want to say.
Not longer than that.
And I know people have fought cases for longer and have gotten out, but what they're trying to pin this on is C. Murder being a nuisance. And whether he's that way now, he was that way when he went in. And I think that they're going to try to continue to hold on to his previous transgressions as C. Murder, as right. opposed to anything that he got going on there as Corey Miller, regardless of what P can do, regardless of the money that can be put up, regardless of the witnesses that come out and recant their statements. I don't think it's going to make much of a difference for C. Murder just because of his past in Louisiana.
Yeah, so this is coming up because the show Reasonable Doubt, which comes on Investigation Discovery, they just started their season 2, and the first episode was C. Murder, and there was 2 witnesses. The only reason he's in jail is because of these 2 witnesses. One of them said that he was pressured. Well, actually, he claims that he gave them C. Murder's name so he could shave time off the situation that he had going on, but he actually didn't see C. Murder shoot the dude. And now he's saying that he was more pressured into saying that it was C. Murder. C. Murder was, of course, they were in a club, a hole in the wall. And there was a 16-year-old kid in there who allegedly had got into a fight with C. Murder and his crew. A gun goes off. C. Murder gets sentenced to life. That's basically what happened. And this all happened on the one eyewitness testimony. He's now saying that was a lie. So people are excited at maybe getting this overturned now. Now, here's the thing that I found interesting, because I watched that episode. Mm-hmm. C. Murder says he didn't get into it with the kid. He said he didn't shoot the kid.
Right.
Now, the bodyguard that was there, not the bodyguard, but the club security, that was the second witness. He said C. Murder did get to fighting with the kid, and he grabbed C. Murder. You know how when the big dog security, like, hey man, come on, chill out. Yeah. And C. Murder was like, all right, you right, my bad, dog. And while he was holding C. Murder, a gun went off. So he says it couldn't have been him because he had him held and turned around. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He not even facing the kid. So he said it couldn't have been him. Now, he says it was someone that was with C. Murder. So, C. Murder knows all of this, and he said, even on the show, I'll do life before I tell you specifically who did it. But it just wasn't me. I thought that was the most interesting part in that entire shit. Like, that's a whole nother level of cold that goes completely over my head. Doing life?
Well, C. Murder looking at it
like life. Do you know how long life is in jail? He got kids. He had a wife and kids.
When he says that, though, he looking at it like, well, if this is what we're going to do, if I'm going to tell on a nigga for something that he did, and I very well would be in this same position because somebody would have did the same shit to me for some dirt they had on me.
Shit, that dude, that shooter might do the same. So he might be the shooter.
Yeah, that's how he looking at it, though. He looking at it like, hell, somebody would have told on me. You know what I'm saying? So
that's going to be, dude, are we telling now? Our word? Okay. And he going to have the whole laundry list of shit, Pete. Exactly. He going to have shit on Pete.
Everybody. So, see, Murder kind of look at it like, yeah, you're right. I can't say shit.
God. So, that's rough, though.
It is rough. How long has C. Murder been locked up? About 25 years.
No, that's 15 years. 15 years. Since 03.
Oh, okay.
Oof. Give or take. Y'all check that show out. It was hella interesting. They had another episode on Mac for my No Limit fans out there. They had an episode on Mac too. His case is amazing. Something going on in the water down there in the justice system in New Orleans, because it doesn't take much for you to get that 30 piece thrown at you.
Man, what?
It don't take much at all. Hit this music break real quick.
What we got?
We rarely do freestyles on here, but this one right here, y'all got to hear this shit. My boy, Vic Mensa, new haircut and everything.
Not to be confused with Vince Staples.
Absolutely. Vic Mensa took to the LA Leakers radio show and spit a freestyle over a homemade beat, a beat that he did. Let's see how he did, man. He's been quiet lately. Let's see if he still got it.
South side to the south of France. I just got off a flight from Cannes. A couple weeks before, I was on a plane to Japan. I'm rocking Louis, but I'm Gucci. Shot the Dapper Dan. Just bought a crib in the white hood. I ain't talking about the clan. Fuck a hit single. I'm a million-dollar man. They wipe away with the waves like castles made of sand. I'm just saying. I made my foundation, laid the blueprint. A lot of niggas made moves. Vic made a movement. Fertilized my green. I mean, I came from the bullshit. Triple beam in the wall. I was trying to make home improvements. But if niggas wanna get ratchet, I'm Tim the Tool Man. Give you a lead belly like a lick from a blues man. My hitters pull up on the crime scene like a news fan. Hit your body, how you doing? Burpees like you in boot camp. Trying to stay non-violent, I'm still Saint Laurent styling. And we slanging hydroponic. That shit that Drake called chronic. Doper than an 8-ball. And he got soul like Key to Delphonics. Everything paid for. On my girl trip like Tiffany Haddish. Put myself in a mansion, put my mama on an island. Yeah, school of hard knocks. We was magna cum laude. I came off of 047. Yeah, High Park on my back. Yeah, your money 4'7". Yeah, my shit tall like Shaq. Yeah, my click ball like Stephen. I got hoes like Hef in them. I be Euro stepping, balling in pants like ain't no rest for him. Crossing the border like Mexicans, and he still got that pack on him. Straight out the rack like Keith and them. Better yet, like Phil Jackson them. And I don't even practice. Tat it all up on me like Iverson. In LA, like I'm a Dodgers fan. My leather soft like a moccasin. Yeah, she want Papa Do's, I took her to Papa John's. We just left out Hakkasan with 8 hoes, that's an octagon. I still got shotguns that'll let them choppers blow like operas. Yeah, symphony orchestra, timpani drumming a 223 slaughter you. You gon' need a carpenter, a coroner to talk to you and go build you a coffin up. And my girl like Meghan Markle, you can't talk to her. I'm a king, so salute me like a royal officer. My shooters ain't got no hobby, pull up on you in the lobby, and they ain't gon' shoot the W sign, boy. They gon' shoot your body, niggas be thinking they He-Man. Make them do the Black Boy JP dance. Yeah, off-white three bands. Call Virgil, now that's free bands. Bitch, I'm so next season. I got Giuseppe making me customs and all these sneakers. Yeah, on them only bleeding. My flow Kotex bleeding. Bitch, I'm God in the flesh. I feel like Kotep breathing. I both flex, biceps, both pecs, triceps, Totex. My whole set, bounty hunters, Boba Fett. Bitch, I'm a dog, Doberman. My red rag, Republican. That boy bad. Puffing them, that boy swag, that boy pass, that boy the shit, excrement.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
Man, that was Vic Mensa freestyling over there in the West Coast radio program, LA Leakers. How you feel about that?
He went in. Young Vince went in.
Vince or Vic?
Vic. Young Vic went in. I did the same thing I told you not to do. But yeah, he did. I like that freestyle. The sample was dope. You said he made the beat.
Yeah, he said he made that beat. Got flipped the In Vogue joint.
Yeah, I ain't mad at
that's that. Hard.
What you think?
I just need Vic Mensa's music to match his lyrical ability. I fuck with Vic Mensa the long way, but his music, his songs, his albums, his projects don't quite come together as well as these freestyles. Like, these shits is hard. He's spitting on there. The Chief Keef reference with the shooting at the W, all that shit was hard.
Yeah, I think he tried too hard on the albums to try to, like, the concepts and to
I agree.
Give you, a deep story. And
he need direction.
Yeah.
And he needs somebody to tell him when you're doing too much.
Right.
And then he'll be right on point. Rap.
Exactly.
All right, man. Drake. Biggest
Aubrey Graham.
Biggest album of the year.
Yeah.
Double Disc. Scorpion. It's finally here.
Highly anticipated.
It was highly anticipated. Did a lot of numbers, broke a lot of records that I don't feel like looking up or going through. Yeah. Probably has a lot to do with the fact that it was 49 songs long.
1 hour and 30 minutes.
That's a long time, especially when you're used to these 7-track, 18-minute joints.
Right.
But it was a double album like the rumors had speculated earlier. One side was hip-hop heavy. The second side was basically R&B. What were your expectations going into the album?
Once I heard it was a double album, I kind of expected, like I say, the slow, syrupy R&B one and then the up-tempo rap one. I got exactly what I expected. Once I did go through it, you get the Drake, This Is Me songs. You get the dope feature with Hov, which I wasn't expecting that, but it was there. You got the club hits. You got the songs where he's talking about his feelings through and through. I feel like it was a lot of music. I preferred the rapping CD over the singing one, of course. That was just better for me. What I've come to find out with Drake is he's just like a new iPhone release. So, like, people that fuck with the iPhone and they are invested into Drake, they love it. All the new features, like the new songs and the new bars that he put in there, they go crazy over it. It's their thing. People who are not Drake fans are like Android users. They kind of turn their nose up and like, hey, it ain't that big of a deal. Oh, we had that last year. Such and such did this as far as the FaceTime. They try to compare what Drake's doing to other reference points that they have in the past. So Drake fans, they say, oh, no, you're crazy. This iPhone is the best thing ever. This is the dopest shit I've ever seen. And the Android non-Drake fans are like, okay, it's cool. It's dope. I can acknowledge these points about it are dope, but I'm just not invested in it as you are. So with that being said, I think he put out a great album. It was about what I expected as a Drake album. I'm not going to have it on repeat all summer. I'll listen to the rap album continuously, especially the songs that I like. I never have to hear that slow song, the slow album again. I never have to hear that. But other than that, I was pleased.
I will say, so my expectations, as a Drake fan, I was expecting good product, good music. His resume, we just, of course, if you knew, if this is your first time listening, our last episode, we ranked his albums, and I feel like he has a very solid catalog. So I was expecting good music. I was interested to see how would he respond to the Pusha situation. And by respond, I don't mean with bars and a diss song. I mean, what would the music sound like? Mm-hmm. What would the tone be? What direction would he go in? Would he still do him? Or would he maybe, this is called Scorpion. Is he stinging? Is it going to be harder? Is it going to be harder, Drake, the whole fucking take? Like, I didn't know necessarily what direction he was going to go, and I was interested to see. When I heard it was a double disc split, that let me down just a little bit. Number one, because I've always been on the side of, I don't mind how it's mixed together with the R&B in the rap. He is the best person to pull that off in the game. And when you have an ace up your sleeve like that, I don't think you should compartmentalize it and split it and separate it into two, because that can come off as gimmicky. See Nelly sweatsuit album. See T.I. versus T.I.P. See Cassidy split personality. That shit doesn't work, in my opinion. But everybody was so sick and tired of, man, why don't you just do a rap CD? Why don't you do a singing CD? Now you got your fucking wish. It's 3 hours of music because you wanted this shit split. When you could have had the best six from each, it would have been a goddamn classic, but y'all didn't want that. You wanted 100 songs, dude. So I don't want to hear nobody complaining about the length.
Well, I actually agree with that. I do think that Drake tried to please the people who are not, like I say, the iPhone users. They're not his everyday fans. You're as a fan, you're saying you didn't want it split up, right?
I didn't need that.
I've been saying I want it split up, and I'm not that, like, as big of a Drake fan as you are. So I do understand what you're saying. I wanted to know from a Drake fan that they liked to split up, so you didn't like to split up at all.
No, I didn't need it.
Okay.
I didn't need it. That's all.
Now that it's out that way, I think that he would have been smarter. He should have been smarter about it and dropped one and then dropped the other one like Future did.
Like back to back weeks.
Yeah, you could do two projects like that if you Drake and then really just gracefully bow on out and relax for the rest of the summer. Like,
I wouldn't have been mad at that either.
There's no reason nowadays to drop a double CD because it's all like everything is streamed. True. Aesthetically, when Master P did it, when Tupac did it, when Biggie did it, the CD looked different. It folded out. It had holograms on it. It was a reason, like, you got two CDs, you know, right, what I'm saying, for the price of one. So it meant something to have a double CD. Now that he comes out with a double CD and it's just an hour, 30 minutes of music and like 39 tracks.
Well, it's still split, though.
I agree with what you're saying. Yeah, it's still split up.
It's still split.
Two different things.
Right.
But not having it physically, it really doesn't mean anything with the double CD being. I think it should have been two different rollouts and releases. That would have really left a larger mark for somebody like Drake.
I will say my initial thoughts, though, after about the second, because I listened to this midnight the night it dropped, because I said I was
whipping everything.
I got in the car and rode downtown Atlanta listening to this.
How was it?
Nah, that was dope though. But it's a lot to take in.
Spiritual.
First of all his music is spiritual. Have y'all been listening for the last 9 years? Like it was a lot to take in though. Once you get past the hip hop side A, when you get to side B, it's a totally different sound. It's slowed down. And it's different when it's mixed in, when it's completely separate. So that was a lot to listen first go round. So at 1:30 in the morning, I'm getting sleepy because I'm washed and I can't, and it's hard to listen to the slow side. Now, side A, in my opinion, is complete flames. Everything from beats, bars, he talking about something. I know a lot of people are picking it apart for the two or three Pusha references on here. How do you feel about him having Pusha references but not a full dedicated hit 'em up diss track? Did you feel any way about that?
No, I feel like at this point that's how the game goes. You don't expect a full, like, surprise Pusha T song if they've came out and said this is not going to be a Pusha T song. Also, I'm not mad at him putting the snide bars in there. Like, I can't say, hey, that's out of bounds because you said it was over, and say that what Pusha T
was
fair game. Yeah. This is rap. There are no rules per se. So I don't have a problem with him being the competitor and continue to throw shots. Like, there's no issue in that with me. I would have an issue if he doubled down and came on out with the song after he said he wouldn't and made it another thing.
That'd have been
when it, yeah, exactly, when it don't have to be. I feel like that he put the bars in there again, and I don't know why he did this on this album, the same reason he made it a double CD. He was trying to do something for the people who aren't already invested, that aren't already the Drake fans. For some reason on this album, it seemed like he was trying to win over the Fairweather fan more so than stand true to the millions of people that already love him. Like, he felt like, I got to throw this Pusha T stuff in here so people won't say that I took that L. Or I have to make it. I'm just telling you, that's why I think he put it in there. Or I got to make the singing and the rap one because people think that's what I should do to have a classic album.
Right.
I think that was the mindset for this, and it kind of took it off a little bit.
But the Pusha shots, here's the reason they don't bother me. Because literally, if you sit here and comb through this, it's probably maybe three.
Right.
And there's, what, 25 songs on here? So, like, for those who expected him to not allude to anything that's happened in the last 4 weeks, to me, that's silly. That expectation doesn't make sense.
And it wouldn't be good. Like, you can't do a whole hour and 30 minutes worth of music and not even mention it. That would be fake. That would be the worst.
We're going to act like it didn't happen.
Like, that would be
but horrible. That doesn't mean that. See, people have this thing where they think Drake fans think he didn't take a L. Mm-hmm. That's not true, dude. Like, if Pusha T had the last word, he won. He had the last, and it was a good last word. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, yes, he won. You're hearing it now from a Drake fan. So, therefore, you guys can sleep at night, dude, and stop going on your Twitter rants. He won the battle. We've seen this before. Jay-Z and Nas won that head-to-head because the last word, Jay had it, and it was some slaw. Mm. The super ugly was trash.
We ain't count Blueprint too.
It was dead by then though.
Okay. Right.
That was years later. That shit was amazing though. Yeah. But right. the impact wasn't there.
I'd be regressed if I didn't.
For sure. We needed that. We needed that then.
We needed that.
That was supposed to be super ugly. So yes, Jay-Z lost. Jay-Z lost the battle. You could argue he won the war because he signed Nas 5 years later to his label. He was his boss.
Right.
So that's where people get a little confused, and there's a lot of cheering going on for people thinking that Drake's career is now over and they couldn't wait for this to come out so they could do the Jordan trash emojis or yeah, trash memes.
It gets mixed in with the anti-Drake fans in the cheering, what you said. When people say, I seen a post J-Ho was so inclined to share with the group chat, and the guy was like, Drake still sold more records and Drake still is more popular.
Agreed. That's true.
That is 1,000,000% true, and I don't think anyone that was flying a flag for Pusha T thought that any of that stuff wasn't going to be true. Everybody knew that Drake was going to come out and sell more. Everybody knew that Drake will remain to be popular.
Did they? Because a lot of people were saying it might be over.
I mean, if you didn't, that's just stupid. Like, Drake ain't going nowhere.
People thought it was going to be
two or three things that could wipe him off the map, and I don't see them happening.
Right.
But with that being said, some of the Pusha T fans, I think, wanted Drake to wear that L a little bit, like, longer or want it to be more relevant, but it can't happen.
It doesn't happen. Like
it's
like
a small window that you get somebody like Drake down on the mat. It happened. It was a moment in time. Pusha T will forever have that.
Facts.
But the people that are like, well, Drake's back at the top, like he was gonna be there. He's not, like, none of that was gonna stop him anyway.
Who has admitted an L in rap beef before? Did Meek Mill say he took an L?
Nah. Nicki didn't admit did that Jay L. She took the Remy.
Did Jay admit he took an L in Ether?
Nah.
Nobody has ever done it, dude. So to sit and be like, I don't understand why people would want somehow Drake to make a press conference announcing that he lost the. I don't understand.
I guess it's because people want him. People would say, since he's so emotional and wears emotion on his sleeve so much, that this would be something that you would hear from about Drake. How he feels about the Pusha T situation. Now, I don't agree with that, and I'm not one of those people because I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, nobody wants.
But I could see like people expecting him to be like, not doing a Marvin's, but Sandra's Rose, the tone of that song.
Gotcha.
Or the tone of You and the Six, where he's like giving you reasoning and apologetic and how he's feeling about his L. I personally don't want to hear that.
Now that would have been some slaw. Let's get to the highlights. What joint stood out to you?
Emotionless, the best song on there.
That second verse is his best verse ever.
Man, he's
that's his best verse ever.
He is killing that. So I'm here all day for that. Like that
with the Mariah sample too.
That was a what sample?
Mariah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
the intro. Hard. Intro was hard.
He was ripping the intro.
The scuffle with Bad Boys line.
That was hard.
Like that. Sandra's Rose. I'm always here for a good Drake song about his mama. He does those the best.
DJ Premier beat.
Yeah, it's one of the Apple upgrades that you always get with the new iPhone. The Drake song about his mama.
Niggas want a classic. That's just 10 of these.
Yeah, I'll give you that. And J-Verse.
Yeah, I like the song, motherfucker. Jay's verse. Fuck out of here.
Jay's verse.
That song banging.
Jay saved it. You know, Jay saved. Like,
be hard as hell.
Jay ain't never talked that shit like that. And I feel like Jay feel like he's on a winning streak right now. Well, can't nobody knock him. So he gonna tell me, Jay, I'm what you should have been. He gonna tell Alpo, I'm what you could have been. Like, those are some big words.
Yeah, for sure.
Those are very big words. And Jay kind of ain't never really went there. And he went there on here. I was here for it. Like, Jay with the fro is roster Jay. He here.
Are you shocked that he was even on this, though? Because a lot of people thought he was taking shots at Drake on the joint with him and Beyonce.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I didn't see this coming at all.
No, I didn't see this. Wow, how did that happen?
I don't know. He clearly emailed that motherfucker because he referencing X and shit.
So, like, if your album is done and you get the This Is Hov email with just the file on there, are you adding that on there if you Drake?
You have to. Just to add to the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he was able to pull this off pretty much dolo, double CD, that's another thing that was interesting. Minimal features on a double album. That ain't listen to that Park All Eyes on Me.
It's a feature on every song.
Dude, yeah. There's two features on every song. Like, so I thought that was interesting. I think people aren't giving that enough credit because, in my opinion, the highlights are the entire first disc with the exception of I'm Upset. I still don't like that. That ain't nothing. And I'm still hot at him dropping that the day after the Pusha shit. Like, that was horrible timing. The video kind of cool, though, but the song is some slaw. I'm good on that. I do like Mob Ties. Sandra's Rose is crazy. Is There More? Listen to the last verse on Is There More.
Okay.
He is spitting on that. Bro, like, the bars on this album, I like the song about his son. Which? March 14th.
Oh, at the end of the slow one.
Where he's talking about, at the end of the side B, where he's talking about.
I wasn't as big a fan. Y'all were talking
about that shit. That shit was hard.
It's a good song, but I wasn't as blown away by it as I seen other people were.
The fact, because I can, see, here's the thing. He goes in on, well, not goes in, but he addresses his parents on previous projects, kind of criticizing them for not being together this whole time and having a kid and not being together, like. And then he turns around and does that himself, has a kid with somebody that he's not with. So the irony and all of that and what that all means and how the celebration was short-lived. Man, like, all of that shit?
Yeah,
that was real nigga shit right there. Like, real talk.
That was a good story.
I like a couple of joints on the slow side, too, though.
What?
I like That's How You Feel. I like Jaded.
Man, that ratchet rapid Happy Birthday is the worst song ever.
That shit, God, that shit
that's the worst Drake song ever.
That's trash.
God, that's
true. I like to end my feelings. I like the song with Michael Jackson. So it's, there's some joints on side B, but again, I didn't need a full project of that.
Yeah.
But it's got some. It's some good joints on there. What's your other than Ratchet Happy Birthday? What's a low light?
My low light was just the second side, and after hearing it split up like that, I'm more in agreement with the Drake fans. Like, I could have had it just spread out throughout one CD and not had them split, and I think this would have been a better album and not as much fluff.
I don't want to hear that
there's
shit.
There's a lot of fluff on the B side that I don't want to hear at all. Relax.
Now there's fluff.
Yeah, there's a lot of fluff on the B side. So if you can't do that for an R&B album, then don't try it. Don't try it just because people wanted you to do it and you thought it would make a classic
album. Says the person who was asking for it. Now it's don't try it.
I'm not Drake's A&R. So he doesn't have to listen to me. With that being said, that was probably the low light for me. And other low lights was like the conspiracy that came from the album. Someone texted me that he was admitting to killing X or having him killed with some bars that was in like...
On Mob Ties?
Mob Ties. And it was some...
come on, man.
I can't even go into it, but if you read the internet theories, it's out there that he had a problem with X and had something to do with this. So just the reaches that are out there for the album.
All right, fair enough, man. If I had a low light, Ratchet Happy Birthday is terrible. That's got to be aimed for the ladies, I'm presuming. There's another one on there. That's Summer Games. That shit's slaw. I said, I'm upset having that as a lead single. Terrible idea, man. But other than that, though, like it's to me, it's a dope project. The Future joint it's okay. It's okay.
Like, what about the Kanye boys?
You think you're talking to Kanye?
Oh, on 8 out of 10.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I think he would. That song banging too, though. I like that song. I think he was answering that shit that Ye had said on his album, Ye. Shout out to my guy on Twitter that pointed that out to me.
Durb sent that.
Oh, he did? Yeah. So multiple people shout pointed out that out. Everybody but me pointed that out, apparently, because I sure didn't catch that shit. Where does this rank in his catalog? Higher, lower? Is this toward, where is this at? Middle ground?
It's toward the top. Just because of the upgrades to the rapping album and some of the subject matters that he hit on, I would put it towards the top.
Better. I thought the rap side was strong, though. Yeah, like, I ain't gonna lie. I thought that shit was real strong.
He was sharpening his claws on us, so I'm not mad at the rap side at all. So I would definitely put it towards the top. I can't tell you where it falls specifically, but I put it towards the top.
Yeah, it's up there. 40 showed out on here. The arrangements, the beats, that shit is crispy.
Yeah,
they on point. He always come through. If he ever lose him, it's a Reynolds rap. Let us know what y'all think of the Drake double album. Is it a hit? Is it a miss? Should it have been one? Should he had split the releases? I didn't even think about that. That was a good point. Should he done a Future and just went back-to-back weeks? Let us know in the rap chat on Facebook. What else? We got a music break from Yo Boy. Young Buck. Young Buck is back, guys. He was on Breakfast Club. He was on Sway.
You got a new album coming?
I don't know. This is a new mixtape / album. It's got a joint called Too Rich. Let's hear what Young Buck cooking up.
I'm right here with the gang members. Got 4 foreigns getting washed up. What? You got to watch the niggas hang with you. You done seen niggas try to cross buck. I done bought another rollie though. VVS stole my cross up. Lord, they done pissed off buck. Do you think? Don't get off buck.
All right, man, that was Young Buck. G-Unit, I think. Still? Maybe?
Yeah.
Called Too Rich, man. How you feel about it?
You
might just be over Buck sound, though. I'm gonna be real.
I think it might be it.
Because that's not a bad song, though.
My question is, like, what do you do with this if you Young Buck, though? It may not be a bad song, but does he have a project coming out? Is it a single? Like, it seems like it always just fizzles out when he come out with a decent or above average song. Like, the songs be good, but what happens to him?
It's on a tape. He got another tape called 10 Plugs. He's been doing that 10 series for about a year now. I mean,
10 of those.
Yeah, it been 10 of them, you know. I mean, they're just feeding his fan base, bro, at this point.
That's cool.
I don't think his goal is to get new fans. Might be too late in the game for that. You just feed the current what you got.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, question of the day. Of course, Best Buy. We reported this a couple of months ago, but it finally came to a halt, man. Best Buy stopped selling CDs on July 1st. No more compact discs at Best Buy. That's crazy. What was the first CD that you bought?
I got the first pack in from Publishers Clearing House.
I got you on Publishers Clearing. That wasn't the CD.
It was. How you gonna tell me?
I
got 36 Chambers. I got Infamy, Mobb Deep. I got the regular Chronic.
Publishers Clearing House was when you win when they come to your door with the check.
What was it called? Whatever that shit called. Music Clearing House.
Yeah, something.
Columbia shit. House.
There you go.
Yeah, Columbia House. So mine was like 36 Chambers, Wu-Tang, Dr. Dre, The Chronic, and Mobb Deep, Infamy. And whatever else came in there.
That ain't nothing.
99 cents. What you have?
Yeah, same thing. We was all on that shit. Raped the hell out of that. I ordered Doggy Style. I ordered Chronic. Ordered Green Day.
I tell you what, even back then, I frisbeed the shit out of that Wu-Tang 36 Chambers.
As you should have.
I couldn't believe people liked that shit.
Yeah, that wasn't nothing.
That was some slaw.
That wasn't nothing. Yeah, I had a mean pack. My mom intercepted that shit like Dion, though. She saw that Doggy Style and that Chronic and was like, no.
I got them shipped to my grandmama's house.
Dude, my mama threw them out so quick. I said, damn.
I probably still owe Columbia House.
The world owe Columbia House. Ain't nobody stunned them. Shout out to everybody that hit us up on Instagram at On Deck TV Podcast. Y'all named y'all first CDs that y'all had bought. Shout out to Donk, AMN Donk. He said coming out hard, ball and G.
Big Donk.
Shout out Bo Bina. Man, I hope I said that right. She said she got the score from Fuji's and the original Gangsta soundtrack on the same day
with the Coolio on there.
Tough.
Been standing most.
Nah, that one. That was. Nah, that was the one. That was the movie with Michelle Pfeiffer. What she was teaching the school. Original Gangsters was with the football player. What's my man?
I don't know.
Nigga, the football player that was an actor, the activist nigga, man, played for the Browns.
Oh, Jim Brown.
Jim Brown. That was with him. Hey, I'm out here. Hey, when it comes to that movie shit, I'm out here.
There's no way you ever seen that movie.
Shout out to Mango 03. That's the ladies' room. She said Case was her first CD. Case had a banger, though.
Yeah, that's funny.
R&B on Sundays only, guys. Shout out to Bougie Brother Sean. He said Cameron Confessions of Fire, the Walmart version. He got cheated then.
That's unfortunate.
All kind of skips and blanks on that shit. But that's wild. No more CDs. It's a wrap at Best Buy. I don't know where else you would even get one.
Columbia House.
No way in hell they still in business.
I think they do DVDs now.
Oh, man. Really?
Tough.
Don't nobody buy them either, though. Columbia House behind the curb, dude. They need to find a new hustle.
What will we leave?
We got a On Deck of the Week.
On Deck of the Week, Mr. No Face, Cool Hand Duke Hollins.
Okay.
No Face, Cool Hand Duke Hollins. Post from the Rap Chat, man, consistently this past week. Yesterday, as a matter of fact. He said, do we think Nicki Minaj was being childish to her response when somebody said she needs to act her age and posted up the information as far as that? That's what we're looking for in the Rap Chat, people to start conversations, throw out their comments, just their everyday things in which they want to chat about rap with. So, shout out to you, No Face, Cool Hand, Duke Hollins.
Shout out to him, man. And yeah, that was a good post because somebody had asked Nicki. Well, they didn't ask her, but they said, you know how dope it would be if Nicki put out mature content, no silly shit, just reflecting on past relationships, being a boss, hardships, etc. She's touching 40 soon. A new direction is needed. Is that fair?
It was fair until they said she touching 40 soon. You can't do that to no woman, dude. Like, he had it all the way up to she's touching 40 soon, and then that's probably when she clicked off. Can't tell no woman that. You be 40 soon, and she 34? Man, come on, man. You're going to get the venom.
She said, I dropped my album almost 4 years ago. My bad, I'm 35. So at 31, how about you get like me? Why don't you ask me how to help you get rich? Been on top, and I ain't going nowhere, ho.
See how that's uncalled for, though.
And then she said, when your ugly ass was 24, you were pushing 30? I'm 34. How am I pushing 40?
That's what she was really mad about, right?
Hey,
there.
That's funny.
The pushing 40 was mad.
She felt some type of way about that for real. New music out right now. Drake.
Y'all ain't done listening to that yet?
Nah. That shit gonna ride through the summer, buddy. Also, Casanova Commissary. Did you fuck with that?
Man, good luck to the person that rides around listening to that Casanova trying to make it home tonight, man. Good luck to you.
It's going to keep you awake.
Now, you fighting that fight. You out there living that life. You fighting that fight. I just pray for you and your family. You riding around listening to that Casanova. Shout out to him, though. I like Casanova. He's a good personality. That's some rough music right there, though.
That music tough, man. I can't
it's
do
rough.
It.
Rough.
Young Buck, 10 plugs. Trey the Truth, 48 Hours Later mixtape.
I can't get into Trey the Truth voice. He's a dope person and stuff that he does for hip hop, but I don't like his voice.
I don't like his voice because I can't recite none of that shit. But he makes good music though. Shit crazy. Larry June, Sock It To Me Part 2.
Who?
And Starlito and Mob Squad Nard, Open Cases EP.
I'm checking for that.
Yeah, I'm definitely checking for some new Lido bars. What you got on deck for the weekend, man? Anything for the 4th?
Celebrate the 4th, man. Throw some on the grill. Get it cracking, chillaxing.
Some Beyond Burgers.
I don't know what that is. It's meat or it's nothing.
Pause. Nothing else, no movies. Ant-Man.
I go see that. I may go see that Purge.
That look alright though.
Yeah, I've never seen it, so if they're gonna start with this one, I guess.
You never seen a Purge?
I've never seen it.
Wow.
But this is supposed to be the first one, right?
Yeah, it's like the prequel.
Yeah, so I go see this. Check that out.
The second Purge was hard. The
second one in succession, or the second one?
The second Purge 2.
Okay.
Which is weird, because how many times is a sequel the best one out the shit?
Right.
But Purge 2 was dope, though.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go check that out.
Yeah, I might fuck with that, too. I ain't doing shit for the 4th. I don't fuck with no fireworks. Y'all can have that. I ain't fuck with that shit.
You ain't popping them, or you ain't trying to go see them?
I'm not touching a firework, dude. That's too unpredictable. I can't get busy with that shit.
Yeah, spoken like a true suburban kid.
Absolutely. I'm in Detroit this weekend. Shout out my man Plaza. We gonna kick it in the D. Go catch a game or something, man.
What kind of game?
I might catch a baseball game, man. America's pastime, apparently. Right. But just chill, man. Hit the casino up and shit. And I'm fuck with that Ant-Man at some point in time. Got to have that this weekend somewhere, somehow. Other than that, though, Slow Motion, Billy Ocean. Do us a favor. Go to iTunes. Comment, rate, like. Keep them comments coming, man. We creeping on a hundo.
Yep, we appreciate it. Also, go to the YouTube.com/RealVille. Check out all the video content that we have there. Leave your messages and comments over there as well.
Yeah, man. Subscribe, man. Video content coming soon, man. We about to turn up in this biatch.
Yep.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.